Warning, the following podcast features views and opinions that are not representative of the collective views of the Whispers groups. Some of these views may not be suitable for children. Accordingly, the producers and hosts of the Missy AE podcast must insist that no one attempt to take anything that is being said as representative of the views of any of the Whispers groups.
Welcome back to another edition of the Missy AE show. Tonight, we are recapping last night's episode of Survivor 43. We have a lot to go over. A lot happened. There were a lot of dynamics within that show, and I think a lot of things changed, and a lot of fans' opinions may have changed. We'll get into all that. Just briefly, some of the things we'll talk about is how two tribes align together to effectively send the other tribe to tribal council. We can't remember seeing much of that in the past. We'll talk about Cody. He had a great episode being a challenge beast, and did he pull the wool over the other tribe when he visited their camp? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Gio and his creepy little smiles. I mean, it's kind of creepy to me, but we'll talk about another thing that's kind of creepy. Gabler trying to cover people up while they sleep. That was just weird. We will talk about the dynamics now on the Vessi tribe. Cody, Noel, Dwight, and Jesse, how does all that stand? Who would be in trouble next over there? We'll talk about the editing on Carla and Cassidy. They're looking kind of strong on Coco. What about Sammy's edit again? Kind of looked like a little smart-ass jerk again to me. I don't know. And then Lindsay just going haywire. I mean, how do you explain someone sitting basically in the driver's seat with the numbers, just totally going apeshit and making sure that she was the one to leave because people were scared of her because she was like a ticking time bomb? I mean, she didn't want to trust anybody. She wanted to trust people, but yet she wouldn't give her trust to anybody. It was crazy. And I know a lot of fans are mixed up about that because she was really high on a lot of people's list as going far and doing well in this game. But she just, that was one of the most classic burnouts we've ever seen. I mean, she was sitting so safe, so pretty, and she just said, let's fire it up. And they fired it up, and they sent her home. So we have a lot to get into. We'll start out. You don't have to go to any of those topics. We'll go to all of them tonight. But just your overall impression of what you saw last night.
Well, let me just put it this way. I was completely stunned. The fact that we saw Lindsay absolutely implode like she did. Because I don't think there wasn't even any hint of it at all in any episode. Until last night.
Well, it's because they've never been to tribal, so we didn't know that much about them. I mean, every week we come on here and we talk about that tribe, and we really don't have anything to say about them because we haven't seen them. But we've seen them now.
True. Yeah, but and the whole thing is too is that even before, you know, they had Coco stuff before the challenges were done and everything, and there was not even normally you get a little bit of a glimpse of what the narrative could potentially be for the episode, and there was not it was completely shielded from us until right after the immunity challenge, and all of a sudden Lindsay just becomes absolutely super paranoid for no reason whatsoever. When it almost seemed like to me, Jim, that she was getting paranoid just to say that she experienced survivor paranoia.
She got so bad, Steve. It was, I you know, I mean, Dawn went through a lot that season with her and Brenda, with their little feud.
Right.
And I know that afterwards she had to have professional help to get through that. You know, everybody knows I know her. I know her husband. We're friends. And she knows I've said that about her before. And she don't hide from it. That's what she needed to do because it really affected her. And she knew I was close with Brenda. It was crazy situation. But my feelings went back to what Dawn went through because I was thinking last night, I hope they get Lindsay some help because she like you used the perfect word, she just freaking imploded.
Yeah. Like I don't think I've seen a Survivor competitor go from stable to unstable that quickly, especially when they were in such a safe position. And like, literally nobody, they had the perfect four. They had the all women, and they had James. Although, let's be honest, in Survivor, since One World, when has there been an all-women's group that has stayed together, if we're being perfectly honest?
Yeah. But normally, Steve, normally, early in the game, they will. The breakup happened after the merge.
Right.
So they may have stuck together pre-merge, but, I mean, it was – oh. It was painful to watch, and I know fans kept watching thinking, oh, man, she's blowing up, but she's going to be safe. Surely she's going to be safe. And I don't know how to explain it, but if you're out there with a player like that and you're wanting to place trust in a player and they continually – show you that they're not going to trust you or the other Alliance members? I mean, what are you supposed to do?
Right. I get their skepticism about her last night and everything and how she had said that this was, you know, this was going to build trust with them if she was indeed safe when really, let's be perfectly honest, she was safe before all of this even took place. And it was going to be between either Cassidy or Gio. And ultimately, you know, it looked like Gio was on his way to pre-merge Ponderosa.
He was. He was. It was going to be him. It honestly was going to be him.
You know, Jim, I got to tell you, though, I think last night started to be, in my opinion, last night started the beginning of the downfall of the Coco tribe to the point of where you had two tribes joined together to ensure that one of them, that one of the Coco members would leave. They got an uphill battle, even though they're tied for the most amount of tribe members right now.
Yeah, and if you look at who's left, as far as trying to win some challenges, Gio, ha ha ha, good luck. Ryan, ha ha ha, good luck. You got James, Carla, and Cassidy. That's who you have to rely on. You're not going to get anything from Gio and Ryan. I mean, I was super impressed with Carla last night. I mean, when did the challenge where they had to carry the puzzle piece and then get it up the rope ladder, this girl picked the damn puzzle up over her head and ran with it. I mean,
yeah, it was
she's
very
tough.
It was a
and
very
Cassidy,
showing.
Cassidy's tough, and James, kind of so-so, but Ryan and Gio, yeah, you're not going to get nothing there. So
yeah, you know, I think
when you're talking about trying to beat two tribes who have aligned together and decided, let's get rid of this tribe, and your only hopes lie with Carla, Cassidy, and sort of James, you're in trouble.
Yeah, definitely. Real quick, we do have on the line with us, we have Melissa, we have JB, and we have Reggie joining us early on.
Okay.
And Teresa will be here as soon as apparently she finishes Grey's Anatomy, I guess, is what she claimed. So.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
I just want to let you know that I did not – I did not see last night's episode. Well, I'm taking a class on Wednesday nights, and it's only got two more weeks, but I did not see last night's episode, so I'm just listening. Steve invited me, so I joined.
Okay. Well, you know you're always invited. I always tag you.
I figured, well, I didn't see the episode. Thank you so much, Jim. That touches me. But I didn't see the episode, and so he says, oh, but just call in tomorrow night anyway. So I thought, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we have some fun over here, you know. If sometimes we don't know what the hell we're talking about, we still talk.
Well, I have no clue. I didn't see nothing, not last Wednesday or last night, so I'm going to have to binge watch the last 2 weeks. Class is only for a month. So
It's like when I call in on Big Brother Whispers on Friday every now and then. It's like, what the heck do I know? Don't even ask me if I watched the show. You ought to know. I think Jim knows by now, and Steve knows by now, that Big Brother is not my show. But I've called in maybe, what, two or three times the past 9 months?
I'm not on there a whole lot. That's Melissa and Steve's thing, but I do show up a few times, try to support and throw my opinions out with what I think. And I know it don't amount to much, but you know, it's just what I'm seeing. If I'm still watching, you know, it's hard for Big Brother to keep me watching all season. They kept me watching all season last season because of Taylor. You know, I wanted to see what happened with her. Back to Survivor, Melissa, how are you tonight?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm doing all
right. I'm coming to you so everybody knows this is probably going to be a Cody question.
Uh-oh.
No, Lord.
What did you think about Cody last night? He came off, I mean, whether you like him or not, he came off as a challenge beast, helping them win two challenges. And then,
yeah, damn near single-handedly did it.
I know.
But that doesn't mean that I really like him.
And then what about, you ask for a machete and you end up leaving with half everything they have. That was pretty good.
Yeah, but he's a salesman. He could probably sell him swap land.
Yeah, and you know, that's what I made a tweet about that last night. You know, Cody uses his expertise in being a salesperson. Can you imagine? Can you just imagine? What if Justine, the world's greatest salesperson you're so scared of that you had to get rid of, what if she went?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, is anybody else seeing the arc with Cody that I'm seeing? He's gone from total jerk to good at it with challenges, and going to their camp. What's next? He's probably leaving soon, right?
I hope.
Right. I wouldn't be surprised if he's potentially, if he somehow makes it to the merge, I wouldn't be surprised if he's the merge boot.
Talk about that, because that's one of the topics tonight, the dynamics at Vesey. So let's just go ahead and talk about that. If they end up having to go back to tribal, Noelle's still got her advantage, so she can, she can have two votes? Or steal a vote, something.
Yeah, she can. She can steal. So she can steal one of their votes, which means
if she were to steal, she can negate a vote. And her
right.
and Dwight, they're attached to Hip. They're not going to turn on each other. So they've got two votes, and Noelle can take one away from either Cody or Jesse. So. Cody or Jesse's going to leave. Now, who has shown us that they're willing to just flip on anybody to save their game?
Jesse.
Yeah.
So Cody has to be in trouble, wouldn't you think, Melissa?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I think he might, if it came between Cody and Dwight, he would probably
go with
Dwight.
It ain't going to come between him and Dwight.
No.
I know, but I mean, if he had the choice of voting out Cody or Dwight, he would probably vote out Cody. That's just my opinion.
You're saying Jesse would vote out Cody.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Noelle could negate one of their votes,
mm-hmm.
and her and Dwight would still have their votes, so it's going to be a 2-1 vote, and Dwight and Noelle are going to decide who leaves. Now, who's going to get in bed with them? Is Jesse going to play ball with them and flip like he always does, like a fish out of water, or is Cody going to play ball with them when Cody is kind of a wild card and may tell you, you know, I ain't doing this crap. So I just think on that tribe, JB, Cody's the one in danger right now.
I do too. And really, you know, watching Noelle last night, Really kind of surprised me that you said she was going to leave earlier than what you thought. And, you know,
I was
in the
told,
air.
I was told second, and then when she didn't leave second, it came back to where I don't want to say it was a mistake. I don't want to say it was misunderstanding, but I mean it's obvious she does a lot better than what I thought she was going to do. I'm actually glad for that. I'm glad she is. Because she looks like a fighter.
And during the cast assessment, I think I picked her to go probably to the final five because I was actually, you said, you know, somebody like that, they more or less, you know, you more or less have to, you know, even though they're strong, they're not as strong as, you know, your normal, you know, everyday person.
And that's true. And it's also
right.
true that if that the further that person gets, the more the other players are going to say, we got to get rid of them because if she gets to the end with her story, she can't lose. So she's got all that against her moving forward. But for now, she's playing her ass off.
Yeah. And for that team, if they lose again, I think they want to keep, you know, their strong players still. And Noelle is one of, if not the strongest player for Vesey.
Well,
that's
Cody,
how I look at
Cody,
it.
Cody, I think she's doing good. I think she's holding her own. But Cody really shined last night in the challenges. I mean, it's like Melissa said, he basically single-handedly won one of them by himself.
Yeah.
Which, who knows? This thing can change. You know, early in the game, a lot of tribes say, we need to stay strong, we need to stay strong. But maybe if it's down to those four players, Cody and Dwight, Jesse and Noel, maybe they look at it and say, shit, he's strong. We need to get rid of him, and we'll go into merge, and three of us will stick together. And we've made alliance with Baca people, so we don't need him.
Yeah. That was the first time in a long time that I've actually seen two tribes work together to, you know, get out or to at least make Coca, you know, get rid of one of their tribe members.
Yeah, and it worked out good because one of their best players left. I mean,
yep.
It wasn't like they lost a jabroni that wasn't any good. They lost a good player.
And I'm sure Baca and Bessie, they're going to be surprised next week when he's going to say, you know, Coca voted out Lindsay. They're going to go, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're going to look at each other and say, damn, that worked. Let's do it again.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Maybe they'll take out Carl or Cassidy.
Well, Carla's doing good, especially from last night.
Oh, Carl, I think.
Yeah, she was the number one.
I think that was a great episode for Cody, but I think it was a great episode for Carla too. I think I think it was a great episode for her.
You know,
Reggie, you hadn't seen it yet, but are you surprised that Lindsay left?
Yeah. I didn't see last week's, and I've been really uber busy, and I didn't see last night, but I really liked her. I heard you in the beginning, and I'm thinking, what in the world flipped in her mind?
Oh, she just went crazy, and if you listen to the song, the lead-in song tonight, it was the title of the song was Paranoid by the Jonas Brothers, and that really fit how
that
Lindsay
is so
acted.
Surprising.
Yeah,
I thought she really was much more level-headed. I really liked her when we first talked about the new survivors and everything that first night. Man, I'm nullified.
The other thing, Reggie, was she was 42 and the oldest player in the tribe, so you wouldn't expect the paranoia from her like that. You would have thought she'd have been more level-headed.
No. Yeah, I agree, level-headed. And wasn't she an ER nurse or something like that?
Yeah, she's a pediatric nurse. So you think she'd have some level-headedness
about
it.
So you would think she has been through so many trials and tribulations. She wouldn't get that way.
Yeah, you would have thought she would have been the one that was calm.
Yes, yes. But like I said, I only heard what you were saying in the beginning, but golly.
The ones that were actually calm were Cassidy and Carla wanting Lindsay to stay calm with them and stay together. But Lindsay just kept on. And then when they got to tribal, you thought, okay, maybe she got through it. Maybe she's okay. But damn if she didn't bring it up at tribal about herself being paranoid. And it's like,
yeah.
God, what are you doing?
Yeah, just shut
it'll,
up.
It's a surprising, it's surprising how she did like a 180 turn. And even Steve was surprised last night on the chat.
Well, I think a lot of fans were.
Yeah.
I mean, if she left because she's a threat or whatever, that's one thing. But if
yeah,
you
that's
leave
one
because
thing.
You've got the numbers and you just can't trust nobody and you keep bringing up crap that is not there, that's another thing. So the reason she left is what shocked everybody, I think.
Yeah.
You know, if she would have left because everybody got together and said, damn, she's good. She's really good. She needs to go. Okay. All right, we get that. But the way she left, when she was in with the numbers, she had allies, she was safe, and she just blew it up.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, they kept showing her at camp. She was watching everybody, every move they made, everywhere they went. She was freaking out.
Yep. She was asking everybody what they thought and everything like that. And it's like, man.
She was the jealous girlfriend that asked you, what time did you get up? What'd you have for breakfast? Where are you going for lunch? Are you going to eat with somebody else? That was Lynn.
How many times did you chew your food?
I mean, that was Lindsay last night. And it's just so surprising because you look at her and you think, God, she's 42 years old. Look at her profession. This just really don't fit her. And it goes back to this is a tough game and it affects people in different ways.
Just like watching MMA, anything can happen anytime with anybody.
Yeah. Melissa, I know you were disappointed because I know you liked Lindsay. What did you think about her just sitting there blowing her whole game up like she did?
You know, I guess I'm the only one that didn't think that she was all that bad. I mean, yeah, she was paranoid, but I kept thinking, okay, do you want somebody that's a little bit paranoid that you can actually show her with your actions? Look, we did not vote you out, and you did not trust us, and we did not vote you out. So do you trust us now? I mean, giving her at least a break. So who do you want? You want Lindsay with a little paranoia, or do you want Gio that thinks he's God?
Well, they don't want Gio either.
Yeah.
If it wouldn't have been Lindsay, it would have been Gio.
I know it would have been Gio. And that's what I was hoping that was going to happen. And then when they got to tribal, she was talking about her paranoia, but was saying that, you know, but I'm trusting them to, you know, to... So I thought that they were going to, you know, I thought they'd vote out Gio.
Well, that's coming.
And I have to tell you, as impressive as Carla is in the way that she handled the challenges, I'm still pissed off at her because she's pretty much the main reason why Lindsay's gone.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, so Carla, one of the reasons she didn't like Gio is because Gio was bossy, but she's just as bossy. it's just like there's no room for two of them, you know. And I just thought that she would have, of all people, given Lindsay a break, another chance.
I think Carla had a really good episode, but just my personal favorite on that tribe right now is Cassidy.
Yep. Well, see, I've liked Cassidy since the beginning. But you led me to believe that she's not going anywhere, so or going very far. She's not going very far, so I kind of gave her up.
Well, maybe she flipped around with somebody earlier that left. I don't know. We're going to find out.
I don't know. But, yeah, I like her. I mean, I like Carla, even though I'm just pissed off at her right now. I'm just mad at her. She'll have to redeem herself.
All right. Reggie, you can comment on this, even though you didn't see the episode.
Okay, thank you.
Four straight females have left.
Your thoughts? Well, just a minute. That's harsh. gosh, I didn't realize it had been four straight females. Go ahead, Melissa.
No, I was just going to say microaggression. That's what I was going to say.
I posted in the groups. I don't remember when it was now, but I posted the last time that happened. It's been a long time ago.
What? I guess I don't understand why they're picking on females are weak. And Lindsay, as you pointed out, was 42, the oldest in her group. Got it. But who went last week?
Well, here's the funny thing about it, Reggie. If you look at the gameplay on each tribe, it kind of makes sense, and it doesn't look like they're just picking women. And let me explain that before everybody comments on it. The first one to leave was Mariah on Baca. She never had any bonds with anybody. She wasn't close to anybody. She was like the outcast. So, okay, we get it. She's gone. Second one out was Justine, and they targeted her because, oh, she's a salesperson and this and that. So, okay, that's kind of iffy, but we can go with it.
Yeah, I was sad Justine left. That was the last time I seen it. Now the next two.
Okay. After her, same tribe, Vessie. Nika is the next one out, and you can understand it because she was sweet as she could be, but she totally sucked at challenges. She was horrible. So you can kind of understand that. And this week, it's Lindsay, and they had no intention of getting rid of her, but she blew it up herself. So it's not like they're picking on women.
Let me ask something. On Lindsay, she got paranoid after they lost and they had to go to tribal?
Yes.
I guess I'm confused at why she would even open her mouth if she thought it was somebody else.
Well, I mean, after you lose and you're going to tribal, people start talking about who the targets are. And they immediately are talking to her, Carla and Cassidy and James, and they're saying, you know, we're cool. You know, we've got four, and we're going to take out Gio, you know. And that was the plan, and that's what would have happened. But then Lindsay starts sitting around camp, and they show her. She's watching everybody, talking to everybody. And you know they're going to talk. Even if they're not plotting, and maybe they're diverting attention, maybe they're trying to lure you to their side. But Lindsay's sitting there getting more and more and more and more paranoid, And she's starting to go to the people that's with her, trying to keep her safe, and saying she may not trust them. So what are they supposed to do?
Boy, that's, if somebody could have just pulled her aside and said, girl, tone it
they
down.
Did.
You are,
they did.
Oh,
they
my
did.
Lanta.
They tried to.
Oh, my
to.
Lanta. Well, then it's a good thing she's gone because she would have just kept getting worse.
And then after they thought it was all settled, when they go to tribal, damn if she don't bring it up again and tell Jeff how paranoid she was.
Well, that's just opening up a can of worms. That's just crazy.
Yeah. So.
Ridiculous.
I mean,
you know,
I like her. I really, really like her. But that was so stupid. It was just stupid. She was safe as she could be.
Yeah, she got in her own way. I was just going to say something and I right over my head. Dang it.
Melissa, do you agree that it looks bad on paper that it's four females, but if you break them down,
well,
you can understand it?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. But when we first started talking about that, I thought, you know, who's won the last two seasons?
Yeah.
And so you would think
I don't
the guys
see
are probably thinking, we can't have another woman winning.
Well, yeah, but you don't see that in this cast. And the reasons that these four women left are so different. And they have nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at them, Mariah, Nika, they wouldn't have had a prayer at winning. Justine?
No.
Maybe. Lindsay? Maybe. I don't think we can say, oh, they were a threat to win the game this early.
Uh-uh. You know what? I got to thinking that really they all should have been thinking about who was their weakest link in the tribe. Who was their weakest link? I would say it was Gio or Ryan.
Of course, yeah.
Well,
and if Lindsay would have stayed sane, Gio would have left.
I still think they should have given her another shot, but they should have said, no, we've got to get the... Yeah.
Go ahead, Steve.
The weak link could have been Ryan, potentially. I mean, did you see how horrible of an episode he had last night?
Oh, it was
pathetic. I mean, they were pointing out his mistakes in the challenges, the edit itself. Was pointing out.
Yeah, and when he's throwing at the targets, I'm sorry, but this guy, he couldn't hit his ass with both hands.
Hell, he'd fit in with the Red Sox bullpen, though.
Yeah, that was my Twitter comment.
Well,
I said he's throwing like he's on the Red Sox.
Well. I think that at least he got it done.
Yeah,
and he walked those
time,
blocks over. They weren't that far behind Coco. Out of the two of them, Gio and Ryan, I like Ryan better than I like Gio.
Well,
Gio's
I do, too.
Little...
I think Gio just is. I don't know. The way he just sits there and just keeps smiling and smiling and smiling. I mean, I tweeted last night, he looks like my kids on Christmas morning all the time. Like, everything's
yeah.
just fantastic for him. And I think it goes back to where, in his mind, he thinks he's in control.
Well, yeah, I mean, he said it himself last night that he's the one pulling all the strings.
Yeah, right.
Well, Gio, let me introduce you to Carla and Cassidy.
Yeah.
Oh, let's get to something else that was creepy. And, Steve, I'll let you start out because you hadn't had much of a chance to talk yet, but that's okay. I need a pee break, so take over. I want you to talk about how creepy I want you to talk about how creepy it was for Gabler trying to tuck people in good night with the palms.
Oh my god. Oh my god. It's like, I mean, honestly, it was like watching a parent trying to tuck their kid into bed.
Gabler. The 52-year-old guy with the beard. He's taking big old pieces of palm tree leaves or whatever and covering up people while they're trying to sleep, and all he did was wake them up.
Oh my God. I've got to watch this now. After I get done here, I've got to watch this just to see that.
Yeah.
Just to see a grown-ass man covering up their kidlets. Oh, my God.
They told him the next day after they all got up, and he was asking about, you know, what he did. Was that okay? And they were like, no, you woke me up. So talk about how creepy that was. I mean, who does that?
It was just very uncomfortable to watch. Like I said, it was like watching a parent trying to tuck their kid into bed. It just, I think they're intentionally showing us these little things. Like maybe because of the fact of how they wanted to show us how naive he is compared to what other people on the tribe think, you know, that as far as how naive he is, that he can't read the room essentially. And also I think it just gives, Ellie another excuse to eventually target him. And not just that, but also you saw some doubt coming from Sammy too when it comes to Gabler. But now it just seems like he's alienating himself unintentionally alienating himself with his actions, and he doesn't realize it.
Here's the thing about that, Melissa. It looks like Sammy really doesn't give a flying you-know-what about Gabler, but Sammy's smart enough to know if he wants Owen out, he can use Gabler. So do you see that coming to fruition? Do you think we're going to see something happen there with Gabler, Owen, and Sammy?
I don't know. Did he want to... Okay, back up. Sammy wants Owen out?
Right.
Really?
Yeah, well, I don't know if they've shown much of that yet, but yeah, he wants Owen out.
Well...
Now, here's the thing, Melissa. Could that actually backfire if Gabler and Owen start comparing notes?
It could backfire, I suppose. Man, he wants Owen out. He's got to go. Get that little boy out of there.
He kind of had another little prick edit this week, too, the way he was talking.
Oh, man. He's such a jerk.
And I think you're the one that's brought it up before. He kind of thinks like he's the smartest person in the building, and nobody can compare to him.
Right. He just thinks he's all that in a bag of chips.
Yeah.
And the thing is that he's cute and he is smart and everything, but he's got okay, let's just put it this way. I wouldn't want my daughter dating him. That's
all
the
right.
kind of guy
would
I would not want my daughter to date, because he's so arrogant. He thinks he's so – I see cheater all over him.
Okay. Would all of you – and think about this – would all of you agree – that he's getting a really, really heavy edit, and it's not really that great, so he can probably be eliminated as a winner?
Yes.
Yep. I don't think that he's going to win.
I can see it. If he were to make final three, they may be editing him as a zero vote winner. I mean, a zero.
All right, here's your next eye-opening question. Would you even consider he's not even going to make merge?
I think that he'll probably make merge. I just don't think he's going to go very far.
I don't know if I would say he wouldn't make merge. I think there's still a bit of protection ahead of him that they would have to lose. They would have to lose like back to back, and maybe even three straight challenges in order for him to not make merge.
I will predict, and of course I can be wrong. I will predict he will either not make merge or be a very, very, very early merge boot.
Yes, that I can take.
No, that's
that's
possible. He could be a candidate for the merge boot as well, not just Cody.
Yeah. Well, and I've said this, and it could be wrong, you know, because you know we never know, but there's going to be somebody quit late in the game, not early, but late. After merge, somebody's going to quit.
Why would they do that?
Yeah.
Because they're stupid.
I agree, Melissa. I agree. Because just like last night, I was able to watch Amazing Race after that barf, yucky, pukey love boat thingy thing was on. I have it on mute when I got home.
Oh, you didn't watch that.
We talked about
that
last week.
No, I muted that puppy so quick. Anyway, that one lady wanted to quit and kept saying, Dad, I want to stop. Dad, I don't want to go on. Dad. You are in Europe. You are seeing the world on their dime. Shut your mouth and look for clues. Okay?
Right.
I mean, they're not paying nothing. Ugh. That just irritated me. Okay, go on.
I know. I wanted to smack her silly. It's just like, oh, my God.
Shut up and do your, you know, yeah.
No,
I mean.
The main,
yeah.
Her problem was she was tired. It was a mega leg. So she was very tired. They had been doing a lot of walking and a lot of all of this stuff. And then she did that gulping thing, and she was super sore. So she was just crabby. I think she'll be fine once she gets her nap.
Sorry, we got off track.
What I know is it was fun to watch when it came on right after Survivor, and it was fun to watch when Rex Ryan was still on it. And now that Love Boat's in the middle of the two, I haven't watched an episode since that happened.
Oh, I've already
that love boat
it
needs
out.
To be shoved up somebody's butt. That is a creepiest, phoniest, nastiest, ick.
Oh, come on. I mean, you know what? I have to tell you. I have to tell you this much. It's like a Bachelor in Paradise meets Love Island on a cruise ship.
But you left one out. You left one out, Melissa. You left one out.
What?
It's like Bravo's. It's like Bravo's show, Upper Deck, that's done on a boat.
Okay.
A yacht.
Well,
let's just say and ex Big Brother player Erica Landon Rich, she cast that show.
Okay. Well, I can say that we're watching The Bachelor in Paradise. We tried to watch Love Island, but it was so bad that we just turned it off and we haven't gone back. This one, my daughter refuses to watch. She hasn't even watched one episode, which is weird. But anyway, but I don't think it's that bad. The one I think the worst part about it is Jerry O'Donnell. It's like, what?
That's how he acts, though.
Is that his wife, Melissa?
Yeah, they're married. They're married.
Oh,
but
they are just creepy together. They are creepy together. Phony.
But that's just his. If you watch him on the show he's on CBS every day on The Talk, when they come out and they greet people and then they go stand in front of where they're going to sit and the camera shows each one of them, he always does some kind of creepy-ass look at the camera. That's just his thing.
Ugh.
I've never seen him on that. I don't, yeah.
This show is on CBS and has the time slot it does is because he's on that show, The Talk.
Yeah, and I think he's the creepiest part about the show.
They're stealing the viewers from
I don't know.
Amazing Race.
I don't know a whole lot about him, but I do know that's his little gimmick thing. That's just how he acts.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Okay. All right. But I have him watching
I mean, that's his thing. That's how he is. That's probably wrong. That's not how he is. That's his gimmick. Is what it should say. That's his gimmick.
Yeah.
I mean, every time I've seen him on The Talk, and they zoom in on him on that particular opening scene, it's creepy. It's just freaking creepy the way he acts.
He is creepy. I'd be shook if they got renewed, because he's just. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't think he'll get renewed. But I don't think it'll get canceled mid-season. I think they'll air the whole season.
Yeah.
Just because of him. Just because of him and his contract with CBS. The person I like Cheryl Underwood, Arkansas homegirl, shout out. And there's an ex-NFL player on there, Steve. I can't think of his name. He played for the Raiders. He's pretty good. On there, and I can't think of the blonde-headed girl. She's pretty good, but I don't care much for I don't care for Jerry. I don't care for Natalie Morales very much. But it's a decent show. It's patterned after The View, and whatever that show. What was that show? Julie Chen was on. Was that The View?
The Talk.
The Talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, boy have they revamped that show.
Yeah, they've taken God knows how many steps down ever since Julie walked away.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
But it's patterned after The View. That's what it is. It's basically CBS version of The View.
Oh, my God. You know, there's a reason why I don't watch it, and You know, they.
I don't watch it unless I know there's going to be an interesting guest on it. I watched it when they had Taylor on there after she won Big Brother. They had her on the next day. You know.
Yeah, that's what they always
so
do
I,
now.
I watched that. You know, I watched that. And it turns out, Melissa, Jerry is a huge, huge Big Brother fan. And earlier in the year, he told him on the talk, even when she was going through what she was going through, he said, that girl's going to come back and win. Just watch.
Who knows if he was really thinking that, though. He could have just been saying it because, you know, they talk on the talk in order to, you know, they go with the popular opinion. And everybody was so pro-Taylor on Twitter that, you know, God forbid they say somebody else, they say, oh, I think somebody else is going to win, and they would get absolutely bombarded with hate on social media, which is, you know, everything that CBS hates. So it obviously, you know, they were going to mention how or Jerry himself was going to mention how Taylor was probably going to come back and win. I mean, it was so cringeworthy just watching him when he had that segment on Big Brother when they brought him in a self-proclaimed super fan, and yet he was talking like he had never seen the show before. But yeah,
well, if they do another celebrity version, maybe they need to throw him in the house and let's see what he's made out of.
I'll put it this way. I would not be surprised at all if he fell flat on his face.
I would not be surprised at all if they didn't cast him.
Exactly.
I think the other girl on there, I'm trying to think. I think her first name's Amanda, and her last name is, I don't know, something like Koos, K-O-O-S, or something like that. I don't know. But she's good. She's good on there. She's better than Natalie. Her and Cheryl are good. And the guy that played
Amanda,
for the Raiders, he's the guy that played
Amanda
for the Raiders
Klutz.
Is good.
It's Amanda Klutz. She was.
That's it. K-L-L-K-L-O-O-T. That's it.
Yeah, she was on Dancing with the Stars, I think.
Yeah, she's good on there.
That's what I remember her from.
Yeah, she's good. She seems real. You know, she seems genuine. Jerry seems fake. Natalie seems fake. Cheryl seems genuine.
And the guy that played for the Raiders seems genuine.
I mean, there's a lot of times they're all trying to agree with something, like they're all piling on, like, yeah, we. And then the guy from the Raiders says, well, I don't know.
Jim, he's the co-host. If you've ever seen it, if you've ever seen American Ninja Warrior, he's the co-host of American Ninja Warrior.
He's good. He's good on there. Him, Amanda, and Cheryl are the best ones on that show.
And I'm not even going to try to pronounce the name, but
I know
yeah.
it's weird. It's weird.
Akbar Gabaja Biamila.
Yeah, just it comes on at 1 o'clock Central Time here. Just watch it one day and see what you think. And I think you'll probably like the three that I've said, and you probably won't care much for Natalie and Jerry. And I mean, Natalie's okay, but it's like, I don't know, it's like she gets to hog the camera time, and you get tired of hearing her, you know, because she's got a huge news background. It's like they give her the most camera time, her and Jerry the camera time, when people want to hear the other three people. So, but anyway, I think we've talked about that enough.
Yep.
So, and And I went down the list of the things I mentioned, and we've kind of touched on all of them. I talked about the alliances between two tribes. We discussed that a little. I talked about Cody's challenge performance last night and his sales when he went to the other tribe. Talked about Gio's creepy smile and Gabler's creepy little covering him up to go to bed. Talked about the dynamics at Vesey. Talked about the edit of Carla and Cassidy. Talked about Sammy and is he still getting a jerk at it. Talked about Lindsay's panic. We talked about four girls leaving early. So somehow we've managed to touch on all of those things, Steve.
Yeah, in such a record amount of time, apparently.
Yeah, I mean,
literally 53 minutes left to go in the on-air portion of our podcast here.
Yeah, and we've touched on all of it.
Yeah,
JB, all of those different topics, the alliance between the tribes, Cody's performance last night, Gio being creepy, Gabler being creepy, the dynamics at Vesey, Cassidy and Carla, Sammy a jerk, Lindsay's panic, four girls leaving back to back to back to back. What really stands out to you, JB, about this season so far?
About the season?
Yeah.
Oh, I think the thing about that stands out for me about the whole season so far is that there's been four females that have been voted out in a row.
Okay.
As far as last night, I think it was Lindsay being voted out. But, so, you know, as a whole, as a season so far, I think it's the four women that have been voted out so far in a row.
All right. Reggie, you can answer this, even though you haven't seen it yet. When they show up next week, when all three tribes show up for a challenge, and they see Lindsay gone, any of the females left on the three tribes are going to look and think, damn, that's four females.
I think Carla will. I think Carla's got, you know, is real snappy. I mean, I kind of always liked Carla. And then who else was it that I don't know names. Like I said, I've only seen two of the four episodes. But who's that other one that she got tattoos, or am I thinking of Carla?
Cassidy.
Yeah, I think they're pretty streetwise, and they're going to be going, what's going, oh, yeah, Lindsay's, okay, that's Justine, that's Mariah, okay. Yeah, I think somebody's going to stick to it.
But the thing about it, Reggie, is they were two of the people that sent Lindsay home.
Well, yeah, that's true. I hadn't thought of that.
Finish what you were going to say.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, well, maybe I better rethink that. So continue, carry on.
I think you had a great point, but maybe with the wrong names.
Yes, that's it, Jim. Thank you for that.
Okay. Jim, we have Kansas joining us to start the second hour here.
Hi, Kansas.
Hey. Hi, everybody.
How you doing, Kansas?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good to hear from you. Let me bring you up to date, Kansas. First of all, Steve's here. Melissa's here. JB is here. Reggie is here. We think Teresa will be joining shortly. so far what we've covered, and we've managed to do this in very short time, and I'll just let you jump on any of these topics that you want to jump on, but these are what we've talked about. We've talked about how two tribes align together to send the other one to tribal. We talked about Cody being a challenge beast last night, and how good was he as a salesperson going to the other camp. We talked about Geo Smile being a little creepy. We talked about Gabler covering people up with the palm stuff being a little creepy. We talked about the dynamics at Vessi with the four people left. We talked about Cassidy and Carla getting strong edits. We talked about Sammy kind of looking like a jerk again. Of course, we talked about Lindsay hitting the damn panic button, full-fledged, hard as she can hit it.
Yeah.
And we talked about, for the first time in many, many seasons, four straight all-female. So,
yeah.
What stands out to you about last night?
All of them. Yeah, I mean, we could discuss each and every one, you know.
But what really
hit home with
you?
With Cody if you want to, you know.
Okay, well, talk about it. Talk about Cody.
Because, I mean, actually, my prediction last week was right. I had a feeling that they weren't going to lose again. I think I just had the wrong team. I picked the wrong tribe that was going to end up going to council. I thought for sure, you know, it was going to be the other one. But I really had a strong feeling that Vessi was not going to lose again. But I felt he was a damn good salesman, truthfully. I mean, seriously, I'm sure they weren't
really happy
now with that tribe when they ended up helping the other tribe.
Yeah, if you really didn't want the machete, because you got your own machete, you really wanted something else, then, I mean, that's what a salesperson does. They go ask for the machete because they know they're going to get turned down, and then they're probably going to maybe get what they want.
And he did. He did a damn good job.
Yeah. I mean, I think he gets credit for that. And
mm-hmm.
Melissa really doesn't like him, but even she had to give him props tonight because he basically single-handedly won a challenge for him.
Sure did. He's a very strong player. Like I said, he's on my top three.
Here's the other thing we talked about, Kansas, which is a question mark. When you look at that tribe, Noelle still has the advantage to steal a vote. Her and Dwight, so that leaves Cody and Jesse. One of their votes is going to get nullified.
Mm-hmm.
So the vote, if they go back to tribal, the vote is going to be controlled by Noelle and Dwight with their two votes. Now, who's going to play ball with them? Who's going to be someone that Noelle and Dwight are going to want to stick around? Is it going to be Cody or is it going to be Jesse?
I'm going to say 100% Cody.
Why?
Because he's a very strong player, and he could win challenges for them, and right now he's a good person to keep.
Do you think possibly...
Over Jesse, and Jesse is, I don't know, you feel trouble with Jesse.
Okay, mm-hmm. I agree with those points. I do. I agree with that. Do you think possibly Cody won't play ball with him and will be more of a stronger personality and say, yeah, I don't do this, and Jesse is more of a, man, I'll flip and do whatever you want long as I can stay here?
That's true, too. That could happen. I would hope that Cody would be smart enough to do that. Because that could end up possibly hurting Cody if he didn't go along with that.
Right. That's my worry about that, Kansas. I mean, I kind of like Cody. and I thought I was going to like Jesse, but I kind of don't like Jesse. So.
I know, me too. I know. Exactly.
So, but I'm scared of where this is going. I'm scared of where this is going, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because it's all in Noel and Dwight's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we just don't know what they'll do. We don't know what they'll do.
That's true.
But we do know the two of them are going to be safe. We know
that.
So,
and I'm glad about that. I like that.
Tell us a little bit about the meltdown from Lindsay. I mean, she was safe as she could
Why
be.
Why did she do that? Oh, I was so sad to see her go. I don't understand
she was
it.
So safe.
I know. So awful. So dumb.
Oh.
She just got super paranoid.
Well, and they tried and tried and tried to tell her, we're together, you're safe, stop worrying. And they kept showing her watching everybody and everybody's move, and she just couldn't accept it. She couldn't believe it. And they kept telling her, we're cool, we're cool, we got this. Geo's leaving.
That was it, Jim. She didn't believe them. She didn't believe
them. And then they go to tribal, and damn if she don't tell Jeff she was paranoid.
Ugh. I was so disappointed last night. Oh. Truly.
So was Melissa, because she really liked Lindsay. So
I really liked her, too, and just it wasn't necessary. I think she's going to look back and really regret what she did, but it happened.
Oh, I do, too. I do, too, because she was actually in a very, very good spot. She was.
Oh, yeah.
She was.
Extremely.
Yeah, she was in a good spot. It wasn't like she was kind of iffy. She was in a good spot.
Right.
Hey,
almost a winner
spot. Why haven't we seen any exit interviews from her?
There was a scheduling issue. Scheduling issue. They're going to be tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She had a scheduling conflict today, and they're going to do them tomorrow. So.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I mean, Steve. I mean, much can change in 1 hour, can't it?
Oh, yeah. It's like I said at the very beginning of the show tonight, Jim. We had no idea, even all the way up until the end of the immunity challenge, we had no idea that Lindsay was all of a sudden going to become a target. She was not even brought up once. And you know, with the way they set things up at Coco, I was almost expecting. Okay, you know, Lindsay's bringing this up. She must have a valid point or something about this. And, you know, we're going to see something where Carla or James or Cassidy would one of them be plotting to get her out. Like I was thinking we would see some sort of you know, flash backwards, essentially, from tribal where, you know, maybe we would see some sort of conversation that we weren't shown at Coco to where they finally decided, you know, in secret, we got to go after Lindsay. We can't trust Lindsay, somebody who we consider to be part of our alliance, and yet she's doubting us. And shockingly, we didn't see anything involving that. What I found interesting, though, was that Ryan and Geo voted differently, and yet they're
that
on
was
the same.
Interesting.
You know, they're supposed to be in an alliance. Ryan voted
well,
Lindsay
and you know,
out,
Steve.
Geo
here's the thing:
Cassidy.
A lot of fans have questioned that. Steve, a lot of fans have questioned that. They're like, why? I mean, why are we seeing Geo and Ryan supposed to be in close? What do they have in common? I mean, Right. What's the deal with them two? Is this something forced by CBS? Because I don't see it. And then that vote last night, Steve, kind of adds a little credence to that. It makes you wonder what's going on.
Well, I think the both of them are gay, right? I think.
I know Gio is. I think Ryan is. I'm not sure.
Well,
but
then it could be an optics thing. It could be an optics thing. They could put it like this. Oh, if the audience, you know, sees us two gay guys aligned, you know, then it might be a good thing for us. Because, you know, we'll be representing the gay community strong and proud.
This,
you know,
this is where we need Eddie, and he's not here tonight.
Yeah, I know. I haven't seen his number pop up at all.
I hope he's okay.
I do too. I haven't heard from him this week. So I don't have anything.
Kind of worrisome.
Yeah.
And
I didn't notice him post or click on my tag on the post about the pod. And he normally does. So I don't know. Let's all have good thoughts and prayers for him in case anything's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I sure miss him when he's not on here. He's my edit guy.
I do too. I love Eddie.
Yeah, he's my
Jim,
edit guy.
Jim, you should call him tomorrow.
Yeah, me too.
He is my edit guy, and if you want an honest opinion, just ask him. That's what you're going to get.
I love it.
You'll get a wonderful song and a lot of flowers. You may not like it,
but you're going to get honesty.
Hey, Jim, don't you have his phone number? Couldn't you just call and tell him that, hey, everybody is wondering where you were at?
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay, then post saying all is okay. That's all you need to post. Yeah. Everybody will know.
So, it's like anybody on here, you know, any of us on here, you know, when somebody doesn't show up, we worry a little bit, you know.
Hey, just because you said that, I'm going to get off real quick, and I'm going to give Eddie a call.
Okay. Do that, JB.
Okay.
And then I know you got his number, too.
And then I'm going to call back.
Hey, and then hurry up and pop back on before we go to the overtime.
Because I'll have to be going here
in a minute or two. I'll wait for you,
Yeah, we'll,
G- okay?
we'll wait on you. Go ahead, JB.
Okay.
All right.
That touches me. I'm so happy.
Yeah, I'm tickled.
I love Eddie.
I'm tickled to death that JB and Eddie became such good friends. I mean,
I am too.
All right, a little bit more Survivor, Melissa.
Yeah.
After what you've seen now, looking ahead. Who do you see getting there?
I still see Ellie.
Okay.
I still see Dwight.
Okay.
And now I'm thinking Cassidy may not make it to the end, but I think she'll probably make it to Merge.
Okay.
And Carla.
Okay. Yeah, I
and
think
Owen. I'm
Carla
hoping
and,
Owen
I think Carla
further.
And Cassidy are surprising some people.
Yeah,
Kansas,
I hope
are,
that,
are you kind of surprised at how good they're doing?
Uh-huh.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I said I think Carla and Cassidy on Coco
yeah.
are doing pretty good, and I think it's kind of surprising some fans.
For me, more Carla.
Kansas, did you notice in that puzzle thing where they had to carry that piece to the rope ladder. Did you notice her pick that thing up over her head and start running with it?
Yeah, she sure did. That's cool.
Yeah, she was badass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
And I said earlier, Kansas, my favorite player on that tribe right now is Cassidy. I like Cassidy.
Let me look at that tribe again.
She's the one with the tattoos, and
I know
maybe
Cassidy.
She's a little hippie
exactly.
Chick, and she even tweeted that a lot of people were talking about her being a hippie chick, and she wasn't.
What's wrong with hippies?
Nothing.
There's nothing. And she said that in her tweet. She said there's nothing wrong with that. But
no,
yeah,
absolutely
and
not.
I think I mentioned this last week. I said, is she listening to, did she hear what I said?
She needs to join.
Yeah.
Well, they
all
can't
right,
do that yet. They can't do that yet.
Well, this is
actually Survivor extended contracts where they can't do it up to a year after the show has aired. It used to be they could do it after the show aired. Now they hold them hostage for another year.
That's crazy.
JB is back on, and he isn't alone.
Okay.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi,
hey
Eddie.
There. Hey, everybody.
I'm glad you're here, Eddie.
Eddie, you had us worried.
I had fallen asleep. I hadn't felt that good today, and I'd fallen asleep. And I woke up just a few minutes ago, and my sinuses, the weather going up and down, my sinuses are going crazy. And I woke up, and Jim called right as I'd gotten up to go take some Benadryl. But I'm okay.
You see the extreme we went to.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
You're loved, Eddie.
Well, see, Eddie,
you're very loved.
They
not
had,
the same without
Eddie,
you.
Eddie,
you know?
they had asked me to call you, and I told them I would, and they said, "Well, post what you find out." And I said, "Okay." And then JB said, "Well, let me get off of here, and I'll call him now." And then I'll get back on and let you know what I found out. And I said, okay, do it. And so here you are.
Now, has anything been said that I should know?
Well,
nothing
we
except
we
missed you.
Hey, Eddie, we covered a lot of topics in a short amount of time. And I'm gonna read off the topics. And you can jump in and, after I get through, you can jump in on any topic you want to, but these are what we've talked about so far, how two tribes align together to make sure the other one went to tribal. We talked about Cody being a beast in challenges and his sales skills when he went to the other camp. We talked about Geo's creepy smiles. We talked about Gabler being creepy, trying to cover him up while they were sleeping, but yet he woke them up. We talked about the dynamics that Vessi now with the four players that are left. We talked about Cassidy and Carla's edit on Coco, like they are kind of taking charge of that tribe. We talked about Sammy. Is he still a jerk? And he is going to eventually try to get Owen out. We talked about first time in a long time, first four boots were females. But we broke it down to where it kind of made sense. There were reasons. It wasn't like they were going after females. There were reasons. And then, of course, the big topic was how damn crazy was it that Lindsay was so safe and she went into panic mode and it led to her leaving. So pick where you want to start, Eddie.
Well, it kind of threw me with the Lindsay thing because when we had talked the first time, I kind of thought that she made it far in. So that's why I decided on her because I must have misheard it or something. But so I was
no,
looking at
I mean
was
no, that was no that was original, and I explained that earlier. That was, I don't know whether to call it a misunderstanding or misinformation or whatever, but that was a crisscross from one player to another player as to where they left. So,
yeah. Well, that would make sense because it.
Yeah. So go ahead, Eddie.
Well, I figured there's something that, you know, I figured you got one of the players, somebody gave you some misinformation. Because, I mean, I kind of, the only reason I picked her to go further was because of, you know, that you thought that she made it further. And that because of the way they was editing her, that would assume that she would be, you know, one of the final players because you didn't see anything of her.
Right.
But anyway, that's okay. So she was stupid what she did. She got paranoid. She shouldn't have jumped up like that. I mean, it was, you know, she cut her own throat.
Exactly.
So I agree with that. I mean, the way they played it, I mean, she played herself right out. Again,
yeah.
Though, you know, if they did like you said and had an hour and a half, we could have seen that. We could have seen how the tribe switched. Instead, all of a sudden, they're voting Geo, and then, you know, who's looking like dumb. Who was the seven dwarf Dopey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came off as Dopey. I mean, all I could think of, I kept seeing Snow White, you know. And I felt kind of bad for him because he seemed like he must have gotten a wild mushroom or something out there. But
he just looks creepy.
He really did. I mean, he found the psychedelics on the island, I think. But so, you know, I
Melissa,
like the aspect
Melissa thinks it's partly in due to him thinking he's in such control. He's running everything.
I know when he said that, I went, oh, my God. It was like, how can you even assume? The minute you think you're running everything, you're on your way out. You know, they're going to throw you out.
Bingo!
Was it you who posted
bingo.
Today? Or
I hear a bingo.
Well, you know, I was what I was curious about, I don't know if you posted or who posted it online today, that they might do a crisscross of Survivor and bring in survivors from other television shows.
I think we posted that. I think it was yesterday, wasn't it, Steve? Jeff was talking about bringing in players from other countries and having like a all world survivor, kind of like what they did with the challenge, which you haven't seen yet, but that's what they're doing with the challenge. It's global. They're bringing in winners from each country for a global challenge. And now Jeff's mentioning that about Survivor. A lot of people think it'll work, Eddie, with the USA because unlike you, who I know those players, most of us American viewers won't even know who they are, so it could make for a good season for the American viewers.
Well, you got to look at Probst realizes that he doesn't have control of it all around the world anymore. So it's a control issue on his part, too, you know, to get back a little bit more
well,
control.
Well, it's really dictated by CBS. I mean, CBS
well,
is the one that's got the power that can make it happen if they want it to happen.
Well, I think it's a great idea. I don't know if Jeff – I saw it as a power thing. You know, Survivor's gotten so popular and people would rather watch Africa and South Africa and Australia because it's an hour and a half, most of them. You know, you get to see everything. You get to – the edit is clean. And I was hoping that, hey, that maybe we are – your podcasts are influencing CBS to realize that they really screwed up on two seasons on Survivor. You know, people have had such a bitter taste. I mean, thank God you're as loyal as you are. Steve, it was good to hear your voice. I'm sorry I meant to say that. I didn't hear you earlier. I always look forward to hearing what you have to say. You've got such an eclectic memory. It's just, it blows me away how much you can
remember. The other thing, Eddie, is we're hopeful that they are listening, and we're being agreeable. We would prefer 2 hours, but we know we're not getting 2 hours, so we're pushing for 90 minutes each week, and I don't know why CBS can't do that with a show that's been so dependable and reliable for them for so many years. Why can't you give them 90 minutes and give the fans 90 minutes each week?
Yeah, and that Love Boat, oh, my God, someone ought to speak it.
Yeah, we've already spent too much time on them tonight running them down.
Yeah. But no, I'm sure y'all had said it. That the other thing I thought was real exciting this week was the Mo coming back on.
Yeah, it's back on Netflix. Yeah.
Oh my God, it's very, very good.
I haven't gotten started on it yet. I plan to watch it. But I hadn't got, I mean, my time grows thin. It's like this whole weekend, I don't know how I'm going to, I need a clone.
Oh, yeah.
I need a clone because, I mean, we got high school football, and then we plan to watch the new Halloween movie, and then early Saturday, fly out to Utah for a Razorback game, and then after that have dinner with a survivor friend of mine from Utah that got a couple of new babies that I haven't met. So the time.
You're just busy as hell.
It's hard to fit in. So
yeah,
I know from what I said, some of you are going to know who that person is.
Yeah,
but Eddie, back. We had a question for you, Eddie, specifically for you earlier, because we weren't sure, we weren't positive. We thought we knew, but we weren't positive. And we thought you could probably tell us. We were trying to figure out if both Gio and Ryan are gay or just Gio is gay.
Last night it threw me. I thought they both were gay originally. But then last night it didn't come off that way to me. Some of his posturing and the way
they didn't even vote. They didn't even vote together.
Yeah. So, but I mean, just because they're both gay doesn't mean they're going to like each other. You've seen some of the stuff I've said about some of the gay players. But, I thought that too, Jim. It's funny. I watched it twice because I kept thinking I must have missed something. So I watched it earlier tonight thinking I was going to get on, and I fell asleep. Because I wanted to go over and look at it a little closer, because something didn't seem right. It seemed like a huge section of left out. You know, and I was wondering, was it because maybe I dozed off or maybe I didn't see it? But no, after watching it the second time, there were inconsistencies in the edit. It was as if they edited it and they redid it at the last minute or something, or.
Eddie, I'm glad you're saying that because that's kind of the thoughts that I threw out tonight. I said to me it looked like they sort of force-fed them to us as an alliance, and maybe they really are not that close at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really threw us. Yeah, I totally agree with you. You know, real quick, if any of you guys are always welcome to call me or contact me or on, you know, at any time. I consider you all guys 24/7 if you wanted to talk to me. My phone's always open to you.
I need digits first.
Eddie, we don't do that. I mean, you know, we get everybody's phone number when they call in on our switchboard, but we do not give out numbers. So if you want Reggie, I will say Reggie in particular, if you want her to have your number, text, you know, send her a message and give it to her.
Yeah, it's on my Facebook post page. It's on my profile page.
Because we don't do that. And I think Kansas, I think you can testify to that. How long have I known you and never called you, even though I had your number?
Well, we've talked on the phone, though, as of this.
I know we have recently, but how long did we go before I did that, because I was really worried about you? I mean, I don't do that, and we don't do that. Steve will not do that. We do not give out phone numbers.
Yeah, that's good, because you never know who might have it.
Right.
It is.
So,
but I did want to just let y'all know that. I know you got to go by what you're doing, and it's very smart. I mean, you're very diplomatic. You keep it going, even with, you know, some of the extremes that all of us feel about everything.
Right.
You know, I think you and Steve and all the mods are – handle it. I'm jealous because I'd love to see what's on that mod page that you're posting. But
maybe you'll become a mod, Eddie.
No, but honestly, Jim, Eddie is somebody that I would love to talk on the phone with sometimes. In fact, Eddie, I know you love music so much, and my husband and I play for people. We play music for people over the phone, and I think you're somebody that would really enjoy it. We can play a special for you over the phone. I think you'd like it. Some of your favorite bands,
I love that.
Favorite songs, because we've got a huge song list.
Oh,
Eddie,
beautiful.
Since Kansas said that, and she's okayed it, if you'll
I'd
message
love to talk
me
to Eddie
this week,
on the phone,
if
definitely.
You'll message me this week, I will give you Kansas's phone number.
Yeah,
and
Eddie.
Y'all can talk on the phone.
I will definitely.
Because I know that you'd keep my number private, just like Jim, and you wouldn't give it out.
I'm very respectful
right.
of everybody.
So just Eddie,
I'm very
just message
careful.
Me.
I mean,
Eddie,
I might
just
have
message me later this week, and I'll give you Kansas's number.
Okay, I will. I'm very respectful. I might have a lot of far out things to say about those, but I would never want in any way. Have any of you
No, Eddie,
that
I adore you. And there's times where you might feel, you know, a little down or you're not feeling well. And honestly, that's something that we've done for people that have made them happy. And it's and I know you love music like I do because you're always singing.
Well,
so I know you
Kansas,
love music.
I had a 12-piece band. I was the front
Oh, my
band.
Gosh.
We did three albums. It was like Chicago and Blood, Sweat, and Tears out
oh,
of New
how
Orleans.
Cool.
I did a video with Saturday Night Live. I used to be up there all the time. I knew all
Chicago,
the people.
Wow. Baby, what a big surprise.
Yeah, especially their new album. God, it's fantastic. They just released a new album. But I love music. I just really love music. I'm not a sports person. You know,
I'm not either, Eddie. I'm right there with you. Neither am I. My husband is, but I'm not.
I totally respect it, though. That so many people do get off on it because, you know, you got to
well,
have something
that's what,
to let your hair down.
That's what Steve, Tim, and I talk about all the time is sports. Steve and I talk for about 4 or 5 hours a day about sports.
About
yeah.
You know,
sports.
And I enjoy it when y'all bring up stuff about it because I know it makes you happy. And if it makes you happy, it makes me happy.
But
Jim, real quick, we do have a...
I'm into is St. Louis Cardinals.
Hey, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
Hello.
How is everybody tonight?
Well, we're
doing
fine.
Good.
How are you?
I'll let you know who's here, Teresa. Steve's here, Melissa, JB, Eddie, Kansas, Reggie, and Eddie, and me.
Well, it's nice to see you on here, Eddie. I've been wondering what's been happening with you.
Well, I've been doing a lot.
Eddie, everybody worries about Eddie.
Well, I had a real big scare with my heart. So what I did is I started the past week. I've been contacting stem cell hospitals around the world to find out more information. And I got approved down in Panama to do the stem cell work to revert my heart back to that of a 30-year-old. So I just got it today. I just got my approval. But
awesome.
You know, so well, the, what
well, my
they're
husband
doing,
may need that.
Well, what they're doing overseas, especially with stem cell, the U.S. is so far behind. All right. Well, it's not that they're behind. They can't make money off of it. You know, they can't make money, so you can't get the treatments. That's why my partner died. I had a treatment out of Russia for him, and I took 20 pages of information into the Roswell, the hospital here, who's so big on cancer. And the head guy took me into the office and closed the door and sealed it and said, I can't confirm what you're saying, but if you can get him there, that treatment would work. I said, how come you can't do it in the U.S.? And I said, it's because of the money, isn't it? And he just got quiet. But,
oh, wow.
But, I mean, there's stuff out there. It's just you got to, I mean, when my partner was dying, I was up late at night talking to doctors all over the world to find out information.
Yeah.
But
let's get back to a little bit of Survivor.
Speaking of Survivor, before we
get
too
ahead,
further.
Teresa. Go ahead.
Was anybody completely pissed off about this whole Tony thing?
I wasn't
oh,
pissed
about
off.
Him
I just
passing
thought it,
away?
I
you
wasn't
mean the
pissed
ridiculously?
Off. I just thought it was some jerk wanting attention on the internet. I called him. I posted in the group, trust me, he's okay, because I called him and talked to him. So if I say something like that, just trust me. There was a rumor that Tony was dead.
Yeah, Jim, you remember that account that we thought was Tony when you were trying to get a special podcast put together after Winners at War?
Yeah,
that's the same exact account that
well,
sent out that
and did I not say way back then it was a fake account?
Yep.
Because I talked to him and I asked him questions that only Tony would know about me, and they didn't know the answers.
Yeah, and I think I still have the screenshots. I would have to go back into our message history, but I think I still have those screenshots.
Okay. Well, after that came up, I called Tony. He answered. I told him about it. He laughed his ass off. He said, that's so hilarious. That's hilarious. And he's fine. He's fine. So I would not have went on Whispers and posted what I did saying, trust me, he's okay, if I did not know he was okay.
Oh, I knew that. I wasn't worried about that because I knew you had said something. But I'm just saying from the standpoint of somebody being posting something.
Well, as you've just heard, Teresa, months ago, the account that started this stuff identified as a fake account and told people it was a fake account months ago. Tony don't do social media. The only time he does social media is if he's on a season and he does Twitter. When it's over,
He's gone. He don't do social media.
Mm.
The only way you can talk to him is by text or a phone call. And luckily, I'm friends with him, and I was able to call him and hear his voice laughing about what was being said. And he did
and confirm
laugh about
that
it.
He was alive.
He wasn't pissed. He laughed about it. He laughed.
Yeah, it just goes to show you some of the crap people can come up with.
Oh, God, yes. God, yes. Gosh, yes. But, Steve,
that's
back
why
to Survivor. Steve, back to Survivor. After what we saw last night, four women have left, and you're looking at the tribes now, and it sure looks like something's looming with Vessi. One of them's going to have to go. And you look at Coco, you just have to think Gio is in trouble. And you look at Baca with Sammy stuff, and either him, Owen, or Mike are going to be in trouble, and Ellie and Janine just keep sliding right on by. So what do you think right now? Who's in a good spot, and who's in trouble?
Well, you know, after what we discussed, I'll start with Vessi. After what we discussed earlier tonight, it makes sense that with the way Jesse has been edited so far this season, that he would be likely the one to jump over to either side as quickly as possible. So I have a bad feeling that if Vessi loses again, I know Cody has a hidden immunity idol, but I just have this bad feeling that something's going to happen to where either he leaves with it in his pocket, or he's convinced by somebody to use it on them, and then he ends up getting voted out. It's just, like you said, he's already seemingly gone through his story arc to where he goes from being a villain to being a hero, and it seems like there's not really much left, and he would be the odd man out essentially for Vessi. Over on Baca, it really seems like they're building up Ellie versus Mike to the point of where I'm almost wondering if maybe Baca doesn't lose again until they merge. Because I almost think that Ellie versus Gabler may become a post, not just a pre-merge story, but also a post-merge story. Because
pretty sure Gabler's going to make merge. Not 100% sure, but pretty sure.
Yeah, that's what it looks like right now. And it would be different if they kept talking about it every single week. But it just seems like there's more story there right now as opposed to earlier on in the season. And as far as
that's a good point, Steve, because it looks like it's a story that's building.
Yeah. And, you know, as far
well,
as
the
Coco
merge is
going
to be any time now.
As far as Coco goes, I could see either Gio or Ryan being in trouble. Probably Gio more than likely because of his ever-growing ego. And everybody else knows about it. So I would not be surprised at all if Coco loses again. Like I said earlier, last night may have been the beginning of the end for the Coco tribe.
Yeah.
Well, I know Lindsay dug her own grave last night.
Yeah, we have covered that extensively, and we all agree about that. None of us really like it because we all kind of liked her, but we can't argue with the fact that she's the one that was holding that shovel and digging.
Yeah.
But But I will tell you this much. Gio is an asshole.
Okay.
And I want to see him gone sooner than later.
Okay. I tried to label it a little better, calling him creepy, but you called him an asshole, so.
I don't like him either, Teresa.
Well,
okay,
Jim,
Kansas, what about you? What about you? After last night and how everything stands now, are you looking at the future any differently as to who could probably go far?
Definitely the two girls, Cassidy and Carla, because I didn't expect them to go far at all. They were kind of at the bottom of the totem pole for me. So,
okay.
But I am surprised to hear you say that Mike, you know, Gabler's going to keep going on, because I would keep saying I would expect him to be going next.
Okay.
If they were going to tribal, because
I
wouldn't want them around.
maybe they don't go to tribal until a merge, or maybe if they
be.
Do go to
yeah,
tribal.
That could be. That makes
yeah,
sense.
Or maybe if they do go to tribal, maybe Sammy trying to get Owen out, and Owen and Gabler talk to each other, and they say,
okay,
we
Sammy
see what
instead.
Sammy's doing.
Yeah.
You know, that's possible, too.
Yeah.
But the thing about that, Kansas, is it keeps Ellie and Janine safe. The two girls are safe. Because
cool.
All the drama there is with the three guys.
Right. Good. That's a good
so,
thing.
And I've seen a lot of fans talk about that today. A lot of fans are saying, you know, we're not really hearing a lot about Janine, but she keeps staying, she keeps staying, she keeps staying. Maybe she's going to go far.
I could see that.
Yeah, I picked her to win.
I feel so bad for her, because she gets all these little injuries on her legs, her face, and she looks so beat up, but
yeah.
She's hanging in there. She's hanging in there.
Yep, she's tough.
Yeah, Melissa, what do you think? Looking ahead now, after what you've seen so far, who do you now see going deep?
Well, I'm still thinking Ellie. I still think Dwight. I'm hoping Owen. And now, I hate to say it, but I think Sammy will probably go kind of far. But those are the ones that I think that are... I still think Ellie and Dwight will be really deep.
Okay, let me
and,
tell you this, Melissa. I really like Ellie. I do.
Mm-hmm.
But my God, does she have creepy eyes?
Oh, you know what? I was going to comment that was saying she's got nothing on Brittany, right?
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about Brittany's crazy eyes on Big Brother. Goodness. But, you know, it could be that she's got a thyroid problem.
I don't know,
you know?
But they look creepy. They look creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, what about you? Your thoughts now at what you've seen already? Who do you think?
What everybody said.
Who do you think is going to be in the end game?
I still think Ellie and Dwight are going to go far. But I thought it was interesting. We finally got the way they did Cassidy last night, you know, how they filmed her. I was wondering if that's setting her up to go, or is it setting her up to go to start getting more information on her? Because the filters, everything, how they filmed her was different than the other characters. I thought that was interesting. I was wondering what it meant. That was one of my questions for you is,
I think she's a main character.
Well, they brought it. They're starting to film her with different sort of camera angles and all.
Right.
And that's all in the edit. How they do that.
And Carla a little bit. Maybe not with the different lighting or angles, but with the edit, I think they also did that with Carla.
I think they did too, but I think they're setting her up to go out. I think she might make it far, but I don't think she makes the final three. But
okay, fair
that's
enough.
What I thought when I was kind of watching it last night. And Toby, I mean, I don't know if any of y'all ever watched The Music Man. There's a character called Charlie Caldwell, and he's just a sly salesperson. I was laughing at him. I mean, he did a good job last night. I enjoyed what he did, but he is kind of, and bringing up I'm a salesperson all the time, I mean, oh, my God, you got to stick it on your ass and walk around. But,
That's good.
All right, let me ask you, JB, after you've seen everything so far, have your thoughts changed very much about who's going to go far, and who do you think it is, and maybe who you think's in trouble?
Well, from Coco, I think Cassidy probably has a good chance of staying. Gio, he's on the negative side for Coco.
Okay.
For Baca, positive. I say Janine.
Okay.
And a negative for Baca is Mike.
Okay. All right. Well, what about
Vessi? I think Vessi, a definite negative for Vessi is Jesse.
Okay.
And a positive for Vessi is Dwight.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, you did pretty good, JV. You did better on this than you did on your football picks.
We're not even going to go there, Jim. That's kind of a low blow.
Yeah. Hey, well.
Reggie is taking reservations for the basement this week.
By the way, God help anybody who watched Thursday Night Football tonight, because like Al Michaels, I think I need a shot of whiskey.
Well, but Steve, in fairness, everybody could have made a ton of money on this game if they just bet the under.
Yeah, I know.
Don't bet on the winner. Just bet that they both suck.
Yeah, this is the second. It's a second straight pathetic week. I'll just put it this: how they ever put this game on primetime on the primetime slot? I will have no idea.
It's like the guy I saw last week after watching the game last week. The guy said we should all get a free year of Amazon Prime for watching this.
Amazon Prime, right? Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you one thing. I think Al Michaels had his bourbon or whiskey on standby tonight, because as soon as he saw that he was gonna have to call another sucky game between two teams that are absolutely horrible, he probably said, "Why the fuck did I sign this contract?"
Yeah. Well, all right. We are in the overtime hour, so don't nobody hang up. Don't accidentally get disconnected.
I gotta go, though. I am going to go. I will see you all later, okay? Night,
okay,
Reggie.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week.
Uh-huh. Reggie, bye-bye,
Reggie.
Y'all.
Us, Reggie.
Night, Reggie.
Bye.
Night. Bye-bye.
All right. We've got 55 minutes left, and let's get back into Survivor. And I'm going to bring up somebody kind of off the wall that's kind of getting a weird edit. You don't really kind of know what to make about him. And it's the guy on Coco, James Jones. I mean, what do you make of him? Do you think he's trying to be loyal and be honest, or you think he's playing both sides? What's the deal with this guy, Melissa?
I'm sorry, who?
James Jones.
Okay, you know, with James, I really haven't been watching him that close. Because
he was kind of featured this week with all the talk about who are we going to vote out.
Yeah, and him trying to talk Lindsay down. But, you know, I don't really see him as a contributor at camp, and I don't really think he does all that well at the
challenges. Do you think he was sincere with Lindsay or just playing her?
I think that he was sincere with her. I think he really wanted her to stay. Because he was telling Ellie, Carla, he was just like, let me talk to her.
Yeah, he seemed to feel like he had a connection with her where he could tone her down a little.
Yes.
But it obviously didn't work. Kansas, What did you think about that with James? Do you think he was sincere and he really wanted Lindsay to stay and he thought he could tone her down, but he just couldn't?
Yeah, I didn't get that he was lying to her. He seemed to be honest with, you know, to me.
Okay. JB, what do you think about that? You think he was being sincere or trying to play both sides?
Well, I really don't know, because it was at a point where Lindsay was kind of out there, and I don't think she would have listened to what anybody said. Unless it was maybe Jeff that comes up to her. And tries to talk to her.
Yeah, you just made a very good point, JB. It's like everybody tried to talk to her, and she wouldn't listen to nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, Teresa, is that how you saw it? I mean, everybody tried to help her, and she just wouldn't take it?
Yep, I felt like there was a button saying, this tribe member will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Eddie, is that how you saw it?
Well,
honestly,
I mentioned him last week, because they kind of did something last week that I was wondering what it was all about. When he did what he did this week, because I'd remembered last week, I kept thinking that he's playing a numbers game, and I think that Lindsay was one of his numbers, and he was trying to make sure he had his numbers going further.
Okay.
So there's an edit. We're not being shown something.
Do think he was sincere in trying to keep Lindsay.
I think he was sincere because of the numbers.
Okay.
You could see that he's in alliances now. We know that. And they're kind of, I was wondering what they didn't show more of it. I wish they'd shown. I mean, they just kind of threw it out as a little piece last night. And it was like, and they did the same thing last week. You know, they just kind of dangled him out there. And that's why I didn't know if he was leaving or staying or what. You know, it's they just kind of dangle him out. Now, in two episodes, I guess we'll see soon what all that means. Is he getting ready to leave or does he go deep? Who knows?
Okay. I'm going to bring up two of what I think are the most interesting things to watch right now and get your thoughts on them. And we're going to start with the Baca tribe. And it kind of boils down to Sammy, Gabler, and Owen. The girls aren't really involved in this. This is the three guys. Sammy is going to try to play both sides, and he really wants Owen out, and he don't really care for Gabler, but he wants to use Gabler to get Owen out, and he's going to give information to both sides to keep them against each other. The question is, how does this play out? Does Sammy get what he wants and one of them leave, preferably Owen, or does it backfire and they compare notes and Sammy leaves? What do you think, Steve?
You know, it's very weird because we've seen it before where there's you've had two sides that have looked like they've been, you know, they've been butting heads all season, and it looked like that eventually it was going to come to a head, only for them to then join forces. So I can't really tell if this is one of those situations, or if we're going to get an actual conclusion to this. The problem is with Sammy, it doesn't, you know, there hasn't really been that much heat thrown towards him, towards his way. Like, nobody has ever really talked about, oh, you know, if we end up losing and have to vote somebody out, nobody has really mentioned Sammy. So I don't know if his tightrope act that he's working right now is going to fail. I think he might actually succeed and maybe perhaps make it so that, you know, both sides are firing at each other and he comes out clean. It just seems really weird with how they've edited this, with how they've edited the Baca tribe, that you can't really look at least to me, you can't really look at Baca and picture Gabler and Ellie working together after the fact that Gabler just week in and week out has been annoying her even further. So I think that's probably where we're at this point. To where, I mean, originally she was thinking about, you know, keeping him and that she wasn't ruling out, you know, working with him. But then, you know, he's now starting to become creepy and everything to the point of where maybe perhaps, you know, now is going to be the point where she decides, okay, you know, it obviously has to be either him or me, and clearly I'm not the one that's going to go.
Huh. Okay.
So I think Sammy will skate by at least until the merge.
Okay. Kansas, what do you think about these three guys, Gabler, Owen, and Sammy, how do you think that's going to play out?
No, honestly, before you said about, because I would never in a million years see Gabler going on to the merge or whatever. I see him as being the top person that they would want out. I mean, first of all, he's not just a pain in the ass to Ellie. The others, you know, no, seriously. I mean, I don't see any of them digging him. And plus, is he a strong player in anybody's mind here? Because he's not to me.
No.
He's a liability. He's not doing anything, really,
point.
Except getting on people's nerves. And Sammy, by far, is a better player. I agree with what Steve was saying, truthfully. But I would see they go to Tribal. I would see them getting rid of Gabler. Any day.
Okay.
Definitely not Owen or Sammy.
Okay. JB, what do you think about those three guys?
I don't know if it'll come back to bite Sammy or not. It's kind of it's hard telling. I'm with Steve on this. I want to see Mike go, but you know, with what's going on and everything, I don't know if what Sammy is going to say about Owen and Mike, you know, to Mike and Owen, if it'll come back to bite him or not. I don't know.
Okay. Eddie, what do you think about these three guys, how it'll play out?
I think Steve and Jim are right on the head on it. I think that Sammy's probably going to make the merge the way it's going, and it could very easy, like you said, it could backfire on him, what he's doing.
Well, see, Steve, everyone else is saying Sammy's going to make the merge. I'm the only one saying that I question that.
I kind of thought he would make the merge, but, you know, it could go either way, the way they're editing him. I mean, they have him right out front. They're either something's got to play out on it. Why are they giving us so much of him? Is it just because he's the youngest player or, you know?
Or maybe they're giving us a lot of him because he leaves soon?
That could be it. Could be.
Yeah.
Teresa, what do you think about these three guys? Gabler, Sammy, and Owen.
Well, Gabler, you know he's got the idol, and so if he has any kind of brain, regardless of how it's going, I'd be playing the idol. So it just mostly I think it's going to depend on where they're at before the merge.
Okay. All right, Melissa. Feel honored. Yep. I saved you for last. Your thoughts on Gabler, Owen, and Sammy.
Well, I think Gabler is in a lot of trouble. I think Sammy may try to save Gabler and get out Owen. So he's going to have to fight Ellie, and that's going to be a really, really difficult task. I think that Ellie pretty much is running that tribe, and I think that she would much rather get rid of Gabler before she would get rid of Owen.
Good point.
And I think that she would not look kindly at Sammy for trying to get rid of Owen.
So it could lead to Sammy's demise.
Exactly. But I still think that she'll try to go for Gabler first. I would be shocked if Gabler survived longer than Sammy. But
okay.
I think that after Gabler's gone, Sammy's in trouble.
Okay.
Jim, you know, I think something to think about when we go back to the main storyline of the Baka tribe. It's been, well, when does Gabler get to use his eye? How long is Gabler's idol good for? What if Baka, because they said the next time he's able to use it, or when it expires, is the next time he goes to tribal. What if that isn't until the merge? He may end up using that idol at the merge on himself. I mean, that could be a bit of a clue,
you know,
from the editors.
You know, I forgot he had the idol. So maybe Sammy will go before Gabler.
Yeah, maybe he will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
It's
now,
just weird, though.
It's
hard to envision
okay,
them losing,
let's
though.
Let's switch our attention to the dynamics at the Vessi tribe, because I think this is so interesting. I really, really like looking at this. Because the four players are left, I kind of like all of them. I know some of you don't like one or two of them, but I kind of like all these four people, and I respect how they've been fighting. And the strategy they came up with this week to send Tribal, but let's talk about the four that are left and what could happen. And keep in mind, Noelle has the advantage. She can steal a vote. Keep in mind, her and Dwight are attached at the hip. She won't steal Dwight's vote. It's going to be Cody or Jesse. So if they go to tribal, what is going to happen? And it really comes down to what Cody and Jesse do with their games. Who is going to play ball and stay with Noel and Dwight, or who will Dwight and Noel look at and think, man, we can't trust him for nothing. So, Steve, break it down.
I look at it like this. When we've already been shown a little bit of each remaining Vessi member, and Cody has been has been kind of spooky to Dwight and Noel, but then again, so has Jesse, to the point of where, you know, some people have been kind of I guess you could say Jesse has been kind of picked out a little bit as maybe perhaps playing both sides of the fence, to where maybe perhaps they may look at him, Noel.
Steve, let me stop you there, because that's interesting. That's an interesting point you brought up about the portrayal, because if you look at these two people, if you look at Cody and you look at Jesse, two totally different edits, and I want Eddie to pay attention to this and get his thoughts on it when we get to him. Jesse started out with a underdog hero edit. Then it went to like he was a backstabbing fish out of the water. Cody started out with a asshole edit, being a jerk. And now his edit is he's winning challenges and making smart decisions for the tribe when he went to the other camp. I mean, you can't ignore that edit, Steve.
No, you can't. And, you know, it's what kind of makes me wonder if, maybe the decision will ultimately be between it'll be Dwight and Noel's decision. Maybe, perhaps, that's why they decide to steal the vote of Jesse, because they may potentially not trust that he's actually going to stick with them, and maybe potentially will try to force a tie. So that
Steve, they could still vote Cody out.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say. They won't trust that because they know that Jesse and Cody are tight. They won't trust that Jesse will actually vote Cody out, and they'll steal Jesse's vote so that there won't be any foregone conclusion. You know, there won't be any potential tie, and they will use that vote to then add to their two votes to vote out Cody.
Yeah, this is so interesting to me. I am really into this tribe. I mean, out of the three tribes, what's going on with them is what I'm watching and paying attention to. Melissa, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this?
About which tribe?
Vessi.
I think Jesse's a goner. To be honest with you, I think that Dwight, he kind of turned Dwight off. Even though Dwight says, I still want to work with him, but I think that he's going to look at Cody as being better for the team, strength-wise. And he just can't trust Jesse.
Melissa, don't you think Dwight's getting a really good edit as being someone that's loyal and pretty good in challenges?
Yes, and I think that he's smart, and I don't think that he trusts Jesse.
Okay.
So I think that Jesse would go before Cody.
All right. Kansas, what do you think about this? I mean, the advantage is going to be with Noel and Dwight because Noel has that steal a vote, so their two votes are going to decide. So it's really up to them. Who do you think they want to play ball with, Cody or Jesse?
We talked about this earlier, and I'm still sticking with what I said earlier. No two ways about it. I feel that they would want to stay with Cody. Because even a few weeks ago, we saw Jesse and Dwight butting heads. And I don't see them wanting to keep Jesse over the two of them.
You're right about that.
He just seems like a total snake.
Jesse did make Dwight question
mm-hmm.
his loyalty. He did.
Yep, absolutely.
He sure did. Eddie, what do you think? Noel and Dwight are going to have the advantage.
Yeah, they definitely have the advantage.
Yeah,
it's
up to them.
I see. I agree with Kansas. I think that wouldn't it be interesting if they can keep that in going into the merge? And then Ellie and Janine and Dwayne, I never say his name right, and Noel join forces. What a powerful block that would be going into vote.
Yeah, but one of these people ain't making the merge, so.
Oh, no.
So, JB, what do you think?
Wow.
who do you think Noel, who really has all the power, and Dwight, who they're going to keep if they have to go back to tribal?
I think they're going to – I think Noel and Dwight would keep Cody and vote out Jesse.
Wow. That would then, send shockwaves. I mean, let's be honest, either way it would send shockwaves to Survivor fans because they're – I mean, Cody's polarizing. Half the fans love him. Half of them hate him. And with Jesse, he's very well liked, even though he had a pretty bad episode last week. Continue on, JB.
Yeah, it's like it's like watching a UFC fight. It's like, who knows? Anything can happen any time, and we don't know what's going to be going on at the tribe between Noel and Dwight or Cody and Jesse. And if Cody and Jesse are kind of tight, and I, you know, like you said, Dwight and Noel are like joined at the hip. It's like, who do you keep?
Right.
You know, do you keep Cody or Jesse? And it's like, well, to me, it's like Opie Taylor. He says, you know, Paul, can I have a coin? I'm going to, you know, it's going to be, heads for Cody and tails for Jesse. And whatever comes, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah,
and,
Teresa.
You know.
Yeah, you're right, JB. It is kind of a coin flip at this point. Teresa, bring it home. Your thoughts. Who would
Teresa,
Noel and
Teresa
Dwight
dropped.
Save? Huh?
Teresa dropped.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me scratch.
Real quick.
I still,
what you said about Jesse.
For everybody listening, I still use paper and pen and keep up with this.
Yeah. What y'all said about Jesse, I was thinking last night, if I needed to get a television cheap, I bet he's got a bunch of them in his garage.
Don't you think the fans kind of like the position Noelle's in now? She's kind of in control.
Well, if they're going, let's keep on. When she missed the rope with her leg, I thought that was, definitely a sign to look at.
Well, I thought it was a sign to look at that maybe she slipped, but then you could look at it as maybe she came back from it.
Yeah, you wonder if they're giving us something coming up that's going to happen.
Yeah. Good point. Good point. We got about 25 minutes left. So is there anything that we haven't covered so far that one of you have seen and want to bring up?
I just brought it up. I really dislike the choppy edit. On deciding to go to tribal council. I mean, it seemed like they left us in the dark like they did last season. I know we've talked about it, but I really didn't like that.
Okay. Anybody else got something they want to bring up about maybe a player or a tribe or something within a challenge that maybe we haven't discussed? I think we do a pretty good job covering everything, but
oh god,
I know we may miss something.
I have something to bring up, and that is
Don't you bring up the Cincinnati Bearcats. Don't bring them up.
No. or the Bengals. They ain't coming up. They ain't coming up for anything.
All right,
you ain't
going to
hear.
Okay, go ahead. Bring it up, JB.
And that is, who was it? Cody that went to the other tribe?
Yes.
And, you know, Jeff is saying, you know, you're going to, you know, steal something from the other tribe. I posted last night, they're not going to steal something. They're just going to take something. And when he said, we're going to, you know, want the machete, and they got, you know, all, no, we'll let you have anything else but that. At first I was thinking, he's got to stand his ground if he wants to take the machete.
But he really didn't. But he really didn't.
No, he really didn't need it.
Right.
And I didn't realize that at the time. But at the end, he got out with pretty much
what he wanted.
Well, maybe not what he wanted, but you know, he got out with a lot more than what he expected.
Well,
it was,
the thing is,
it
JB,
was better than
the is,
it was
JB,
better than the machete.
Yeah, and the thing is, JB, I know we're fixing to break Melissa's heart because she does not like Cody, but you have to give credit where credit is due. They damn sure didn't need the machete. And
right.
Him going in there saying, well, you know, I think we want the machete. He knew they needed the machete to crack coconuts and everything or whatever they had. But
yeah.
He didn't need it. They already had one. And that tribe fell for it. And even before he left, they were talking to each other like, we just got screwed.
We've been played.
Yeah, we've been played.
Exactly.
And they had.
Yeah,
he
they
didn't
were
want
played.
The damn machete. He didn't want the machete.
Yeah.
He wanted them to come back with. He wanted them to. He's a salesman. He wanted to come back with an offer. And then they offer all this other stuff, and he's like, "Oh, well, okay." We can do that. And then the tribes worked together, and he got what he wanted, and they realized we screwed up. I mean,
we gave him too much.
we
gave him too much.
We should have gave him the damn machete.
Yeah, really.
You know, it was very
because,
smart of him, though, to not go for the jugular like he originally
wanted. Oh, yeah,
wanted
yeah,
to.
You're right. You're right, Steve. I mean, he played it very, very smart. He did.
Because remember, like they said, we may see each other at the merge.
Right.
So, I mean, think about it. If he decided to take their machete, which is like vital to their survival out there, basically, and if all six of them were to have made the merge, if Coco were to have never lost before the merge, he would have six immediate votes against him.
Yeah, and the thing is, they knew he didn't really need the machete. And if he wanted the machete, it wasn't to help his tribe. It was only to hurt them.
Right.
So they realized that. So they veered off into, well, can we give you this? And that's exactly what he wanted. That's what he wanted. So, Melissa, I know you don't like him, but it was pretty smart.
Well, yeah, it was pretty smart. I still don't, I mean, I don't hate the guy. I just don't see him going very far in the game, and he's not my favorite.
But
he was smart.
You have to admit the way he handled that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay, all right. Do we all agree about that, or do we think maybe he screwed up, or are we thinking? Yeah, he did pretty good with that.
Definitely, he did pretty good with it.
Yeah.
And even saying it's not his decision, it was the other tribe members say, I'm supposed to
get
the machete.
Good point, Eddie. Good point. He brought that out. He said, hey, I'm just the messenger. He brought that out. I'm just the messenger.
He really covered his ass.
Yeah. That's a good point, Eddie. I thought he handled it as good as he could have. I mean, my God, look what he walked away with. And they're sitting there, as he leaves with all of their stuff, they're sitting there thinking, damn, he just screwed us.
Yeah, we should have given him the machete, damn.
yeah, we should have gave him the machete.
Yeah.
So, but what does this lead to, Steve, with this edit, and Eddie, I'm going to come to you about this edit. What does this lead to about this edit on Cody? We get him being such an asshole that everyone hates, and then we get to a pretty good edit, and then we get to a challenge beast edit and a genius at going to the other camp. I mean, are they leading us up to he's about to leave?
You know, I think if he is about to leave, I think the way they're editing him is so that we would want him to come back in a second chance season. I think that is what they're ultimately building up to, because if they edited him like an asshole the very first episode, and if he truly was an asshole from the get-go, they would have continued editing him that way. But because of the fact that he's now been edited as so likable, Either he's a big character that makes it into the merge portion of the game, and maybe he's one of those types of characters that gets screwed over at the merge. Like, you know, like let's take Marcus, for example, from Gabon. He was very well liked amongst the fans, and you know, he acted cocky at times, but he also got a heroic edit at times. And ultimately, he ended up being that season's merge boot, and albeit first juror. But, you know, maybe perhaps it's one of two things. Either he's the merge boot, or maybe perhaps they're building him up so that we'll want to see him in a future season.
Yeah, that's a good point. That hasn't been brought up. Kansas, what do you think? What do you think this is with Cody and how he's been edited so far? Is right out of the gate, he seems like such an asshole, and now he seems like a challenge beast helping his tribe and making good decisions, going to the other camp. What do you make of all of this? Is this a guy that's going to – I mean, I know you picked him.
Mm-hmm.
And does this justify that? Are you thinking, yeah, They're showing me what I think.
Yeah. Because honestly, at the very beginning of the show, before it even started, when I saw the interviews, I thought this guy's just going to be a total Valley boy. You know, like Sean Penn and what was that movie? Like the surfer dude.
Yeah.
What was the movie
cool
again?
Dude.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Jeff Spicoli.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
who he reminded me of, an older Jeff Spicoli. He just looked like such
yep.
a jerk to me. So
I thought the exact same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I was just so turned off on him. But I'm going to stick by it. I think he's going far.
Okay. All right. Eddie, what do you think? What do you think
well,
of this edit, how they trashed him from the start as such an asshole, and now they're building him up as such a hero?
I agree with Steve in Kansas. The, you know, that it could go different ways right here. Which one is it? You know, you don't know, because they are giving the Hollywood edit. I mean, he's getting the movie star edit. The way the camera angles, everything they're doing with him, and the challenge beast. I mean, I wondered if they put olive oil on him before that challenge. But well, it looked like it. I mean, it looked like he's glistening in the sun. I mean,
yeah, really.
Eddie had that
Eddie,
look.
You,
so you wondered.
Eddie, you're so funny with your edit comments. I love them.
I know, it's the best.
I mean,
you bring up stuff that I would have never thought of.
Well, I mean, I have such a vast entertainment background that I was in, obviously. I've been in movies and stuff, but it's just the way I think. I think that's how I see things. I see it. I say what I think. Maybe I say it too quick. I should keep my mouth shut more. But, you know. but Doug, God, he definitely. When he was going up in that challenge, I went, oh, my God. I thought that Williams, the Star Trek guy, was going to come on and start playing music for him. You know, it was like so intense. How they're showing him. I'm wondering why they haven't done the music for him. But, you know, the
Hey, Eddie, if there's anybody that needs to, you know, shut up, especially while typing, it's me. And you can even ask Jim. He's known me for 15 years. And it's like, it's gotten me in more trouble in the 15 in that 15 years. I swear. Jim will come back and start arguing with me. And in the past, I would argue back, and he would bring things up. And that would get me all mad, and I would just keep on arguing and arguing. finally, Jim would say, you know what, we'll give you a couple months to think about what you wrote. And it's like, no, I didn't really mean that. He says, oh, yes, you did. Oh, man. If there's anybody, it's me.
If there's anybody, it's me.
JB exposing me for 15 years.
Well, I'm exposing myself, too.
But that's what being family is all about. That's what's so nice about being on these podcasts. We all are kind of, we treat each other with such respect, and it's like, but a family's going to argue. They're going to have their ups and downs. I mean, it's just like
exactly.
Every time we get on, it's
it's Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner. We get around the table and we start throwing food.
Yeah, exactly. Really.
Yeah, exactly. And that is so true, Eddie. We I mean, my God, we all know we have very different opinions on these shows and these players. We know that, but we still keep it under control and we still debate it and talk about it and throw ideas and thoughts and speculation out there, and we still respect each other.
And I want to say something else too. It's a lot different talking on the telephone and you know, saying what's going on than it is, you know, I mean, me and Jim can talk and argue on the telephone, which is a lot different than me posting in, let's say, Sports Whispers or something like that.
Right.
And he'll, you know, he'll post something back, and then I'll post something back at him, and he'll think, what the hell is he saying?
Yeah.
Talking on the telephone is
very,
a lot different than posting.
That's very true, JB. We can talk on the phone and bring up something and disagree, and it doesn't get heated. It's just a disagreement, and it's like, okay, well, that's fine, and it's cool. I get what you think, but it seems like when you do it online in a group, it looks more, how do I say this? It looks more
negative.
Serious or negative, yeah.
Yeah.
Than what it was if you were on the phone. So.
Yeah.
I mean, and JB and I have been through that. I mean, you know, we've dealt with that, you know, because there's times we've disagreed online and it got bad, but when we talk on the phone, it's cool. You know, it's just a disagreement and that's fine.
Yeah.
So that's a good point, JB. But Melissa, who's going to win this damn season now?
Well, I'm going to say it's going to be either Ellie or Dwight. I think I chose Dwight in my picks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be Dwight.
Kansas, are you sticking with Cody?
I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes. Yes, I'm sticking with Cody.
Okay, you're sticking with Cody. Eddie, who's your pick right now?
I think Dwight and Ellie are really, you know, they're coming through. But, I mean, wouldn't it be amazing if Noelle made it all the way to the end with her story?
Yeah,
that would
be awesome.
Absolutely.
It would be awesome, but can't you see the players seeing that and saying we can't let that happen?
Yeah, she's lied too much.
And
she knows,
and
they know she's going to win it if she gets in.
And I will say that's unfortunate, but it's part of the game.
Yeah.
But look how many times we've said that before, and that person has gone to the end.
Well, we haven't ever seen anyone in her situation go to the end.
Right, right.
Yeah. We haven't, and I hate to label it as a gimmick cast role, but it's kind of what it is with her, Chad Crittenden, when they had Leif Manson on there as a small person. When they bring in celebrities, it's kind of It's gimmick casting, you know? And it's not the player's fault. And I know what the show's trying to do, but you know when they
cast you want to blame casting.
You know when the show cast them, they don't really expect them to win.
They don't think they'll win.
Right, right. And it would be super if Noel could. Don't get me wrong. That would be That would be like one of the best winners ever. But the word is, the word is, production hated this season. So you kind of got to scratch her out, because if she won, be happy. They'd be proud of this season. But they hate this season. So whatever happened is not something they wanted to see.
So basically, it sounds like the winner. It sounds like the winner is boring. Then is what I get from it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I posted this
Ryan.
Way back. It's not what you say that that you know. I guess the crew, they didn't like the season. Well,
no.
This isn't about the crew. This is more about the Survivor fans and what they like. If the Survivor fans
the crew,
like it,
but the crew watched it play out and they know what the fans are going to think about it.
They think they know what the fans are going to think about it.
Well, they're usually
they really
right.
don't know.
No, they're usually right. They're usually right. They knew that people were not going to be happy with the girl that just won from Canada. They knew that, and they were right. Even though she deserved it, they were right. They didn't think fans would like it. So I think you can prepare yourself this season for someone that's going to win. Fans are not going to be behind. Which should eliminate some people. That should eliminate some people from your thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe there's somebody you're overlooking that's going to win.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe that's the case. All right. Get your good nights in. We'll see you next week.
Good night, guys.
Don't forget to join.
Good night, everybody. Thank you
Saturday
so much.
Saturday night.
Good night.
For Sports Whisper.
Good night.
And we'll
and get your,
be back here next
get your,
week.
Get your throat better.
My voice, I mean, just went out like 10 minutes ago. we'll be back next week.
And if you're going to yell at the football game, it's really going to go out.
Well, you know that's going to happen.
Yeah, I know that. Well, good.